I thought you wanted to be the shoes.
You can be
the voice of the
left
shoes.
Shoe. The left shoe.
I will be.
The right shoe is Billy Crystal.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Popular Science's Techathlon, tech news through games, trivia, and usually friendly competitions. I'm your host, Jason Letterman, and playing along with me today are Corinne, trick-or-treat Iozio.
We did Halloween names
last week. It's still spooky season all month long. Stan, jack-o'-lantern Horacek.
Is that because he's round? That's so mean.
And orange.
And he has a candle inside him.
And also, my head is totally hollow, and my eyes are dead, and my mouth is dead. And there's a squirrel.
And you're missing that tooth?
There's a squirrel eating my insides right now.
And Rob, costume contest Verger.
My costume is I'm dressed up like a human.
There's a squirrel inside Rob, too.
It's true, wearing a human suit.
No, it's running on a little wheel. It's the source of your power.
Exactly.
Let's get started with the Techathlon Decathlon, 10 trivia questions to catch you up on the week's tech news. I'll ask our panel all about what's been happening in the tech world since our last episode. They'll buzz in to answer and have the opportunity to steal any question that their fellow panelists answer incorrectly, as long as it's not true or false or multiple choice. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game will win, and I got a real prize this week, my favorite cookie in New York City, which is from Best Friend Bakery across the street from our studio. Let's get started. Question number one, we're obviously going to start with the biggest tech news of the week. Fortnite Chapter 2 is here. The wildly popular game went down for nearly 2 days last week, causing many to wildly speculate about what was happening. During that time, when players logged into the game, they saw the whole world disappear in an explosion of cosmic proportions, leaving only what on the screen? Stan.
It was like a black hole.
Yeah, it was exactly a black hole, in fact.
Yeah, the rifts in the sky. I know about Fortnite from the secondhand information I've gotten when my kids tell me about it, and I don't care, so I pretend to listen.
Didn't Lady Gaga just tweet, "What is Fortnite?"
I think she, Lady Gaga, got into some sort of Twitter feud with Ninja, who's a big streamer. Was that one of your questions, Jason?
Yes. So, Rob, you get a point for question number two, which was who tweeted what is Fortnite.
For real?
For real. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. We're just going to blaze right through
Blazing through the decathlon today.
My answer is Lady Gaga or Stephanie something something.
Germanata.
There we go.
My hint in that question was, it's unclear if she was later showing off her poker face by tagging the world's most popular Fortnite streamer, Ninja, and asking at Ninja, who are you?
Oh, my God.
Question number three is a multiple choice question. Well, look at that. We're already on number three. It's been just over a month since iOS 13 came out, and according to Apple, what percent of iPhones have already upgraded to the new operating system? Your choices are A, 25%, B, 50%, C, 75%, or D, 85%. Rob.
Is it D, 85%?
It's not. It's B, 50%. But that's still pretty good. A month in, they've already got half of all iPhones on the new operating system.
Yeah, because there's like 7 people running Android 10 right now.
2 of them are in this room.
Right. The percentage is always so low for Android.
Yeah. That's like always a talking point. Tim Cook always comes out and dunks on Android when they do Apple presentations, when they show that chart.
Well, I mean, that's just a product of the fragmentedness of all Android everything. Like Samsung phones will get Android 10, what, in 2022 or something?
Oh, yeah. Who knows? It's a mystery. We'll be on the Note 17 by the time Android 10 is relevant.
Hey, for a bonus point, iPhones upgraded to iOS 13, but iPads upgraded to the new iPad OS. What percent of iPads have upgraded to that new operating system? Whoever is closest will get the bonus point.
I'll guess 45%.
I was going to say 30%.
27.
Stan's the closest. It's 33, one-third, but still 51%, so half of all iPads are on iOS 12.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Question number four. Samsung is in hot water with its Galaxy S10. A couple in Britain discovered by applying a screen protector that cost £2.50 or a little more than $3. They could use what to unlock the phone? Rob.
Was it a photograph?
It's not a photograph.
I'm assuming it has to do with the in-screen fingerprint.
With the fingerprint set.
It does have to do with that, yes.
Somebody else's fingerprint.
Somebody should probably buzz in and say that. Corinne.
Somebody else's fingerprint?
Yes, literally any fingerprint. It created an air cushion that totally messed with the fingerprint sensor.
Oh, like that ultrasonic one, right?
Right, exactly. And Samsung made a big deal about the security of the ultrasonic fingerprint reader that it read in 3D, yes, not just 2D.
But you can protect your data or your screen, but not both at the same time.
Yes. So,
good job, guys.
The company has said it will issue a security patch soon.
It seems like a hard thing to patch, I guess.
Yeah.
I have to wonder.
Is the security patch just deactivating that and making everybody use a PIN code?
I don't know, although that's what a lot of security firms are now saying to do if you have an S10,
yep,
before this is patched. Question number 5. This is a long one, Stan, so get ready to make fun of me.
Buckle up.
Can do.
It's a true or false question. Last Thursday, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg delivered a lecture on free speech and how the social network will determine what speech and content can exist on the platform. Among the policies and decisions he outlined and discussed were government regulation, Facebook's presence in China, competing with popular app TikTok, and the problems associated with political ads on the site. True or false, Zuck announced that due to the trouble they were causing and the small amount of business that they actually make up of Facebook, the social network will ban political ads for the 2020 campaign. Stan.
That's false, right?
It is false. Yeah. Zuck said that especially for smaller campaigns, like with local politicians, Facebook is a great way for them to be able to interact with their constituents or people with whom they're trying to connect. Question number 6. Last Wednesday, the FCC voted to allow the merger of T-Mobile and Sprint in a 3-2 vote along party lines. With that approval and the Department of Justice's okay back in July, there are no more government agencies that have to approve the merger. However, there is one more thing that the companies are waiting to settle before finalizing the merger. What is that thing?
I don't actually know.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. They're both on...
We've talked about it before, not only on the show, but in a previous decathlon.
Okay.
Now I feel wrong, but also
stupid.
Worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah. No problem.
No, because they're both on CDMA, right? Like, it's not a SIM compatibility problem.
No,
it has to do with some weird dish network thing.
It has nothing to do with their hardware.
Okay.
Does it have something to do? Can we just keep asking you questions? Until
I mean, you can, but I don't know that I'll answer them.
Is it that Sprint still has to sell its subsidiary, whatever
subsidiary.
It's called,
Boost Mobile? Everything is approved with the companies.
Does it have something to do with Sprint?
Okay. Rob has buzzed in. He has the conch.
Is it the final name?
It is not the final name.
Does it have something to do with that discount program that Sprint had a bunch of junk numbers on?
No, it does not.
Damn.
Stan, you want to take a shot at it?
Nope. Joker. It was the Joker who
say
said
something.
That.
No, the answer is Clown Man.
Corinne just pushed Stan's buzzer, legally locking him into answering.
Speak.
Now.
I don't know. Is it a Spectrum thing that they have to do?
Like, it's not.
Spectrum?
No, it's the lawsuit still pending from attorneys general from 13 states and Washington, D.C.
What's the lawsuit?
Don't want it to happen.
The lawsuit that they don't want this merger to happen.
Oh, okay.
So the companies are waiting for it to finish one way or another before finishing the merger.
That's right. I remember making a long, convoluted casino illusion,
yes,
about something,
yes,
else.
Yes, yep, you
this
did.
This also applies here, where if you just get in the way of something for long enough, you kind of just did what you wanted anyway.
Question number 7. For the second year in a row, Microsoft is releasing an exclusive Xbox One in collaboration with a fast food chain. Gamers who eat at one of the chain's locations and order a specific item can be entered to win a limited edition console dubbed the Xbox One X Eclipse Limited Edition and an Xbox Elite 2 controller, which won't officially come out until early November and will cost $180. What is the participating fast food chain? And for a bonus point, what is the food item for eligibility? Rob.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell's the answer.
Taco Bell is the answer. Can you name the food item?
Is it a taco?
It is not a taco. Anybody want to give it a shot?
I'm just going to say it because I like the way it sounds. Cheesy gordita crunch.
It's not a cheesy gordita crunch.
Sold.
I'll take two.
Oh, Corinne has buzzed Stan in again.
It's Taco Bell.
You
have to.
Make me list Taco Bell things again? Yeah. Crunchwrap Supreme.
It's not a Crunchwrap Supreme. It's the double chalupa box.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
It is a thing. Question number 8 is multiple choice. If you're looking for some new PC games to play, or at least new to you, head over to the Internet Archive. they've been saving some of the oldest MS-DOS games for people to play online for free. How many games did they add to the collection in the most recent update? Your choices are A500, B1500, C2500, or D3500. Corinne.
1500?
2500.
Damn, I knew there was a five.
They all had fives in them.
I know.
Well done, Corinne.
Thank you.
I was pretty sure it was a number.
I never played any of these.
I've definitely heard of some of them. I don't know if I've played any of them.
Is it like Zork?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I know of Zork, but I don't know what it is.
It's a game.
Is this the one? Those are the ones where you, like, type in, where you're like, go to the east.
No, I don't think they're text adventure. I just think they're like, old games that would come on a CD-ROM.
Oh, I see. So it's just, like, old school computer games.
Yes, super old school computer games.
I definitely played Doom and Quake.
Mm.
I don't think that counts, but Zork.
Zork. Question number 9. Google unveiled its new flagship phones, the Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL, at a major event last week. The devices will be on sale starting October 24th, this Thursday, but it turns out they'll be unavailable in one major global market. Name that place. Rob.
They won't be on sale in India because of an issue with the Spectrum and their radar sensor.
That's correct. Do you want to dive in a little bit more to that?
The Pixel 4 has a radar chip in it, and it uses that radar to sense some gestures you're making, so you can kind of swipe your hand over it without touching the screen one way or another, do things like skip the songs or, you know, go back a song, whatever. And that part of the Spectrum in India is not in the public domain, so they couldn't launch it there.
My understanding is that the radar chip fairly significantly interacts with the AI that powers the phone as well, so there is no workaround right now.
There's no way
right
to
now.
Just shut it down.
Right. That's actually a key issue. Thanks for reminding me. But it uses a Face ID system, and when you approach the phone, the radar lets the Face ID kind of system know to wake up that you're approaching it so that it can work faster.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess without the radar, Face ID won't work and yada, yada, yada.
It just snowballs from there.
Yeah.
Question number 10, the final question of the round. Another tech event means it's time for another round of Can You Name the Things That Got Named? We've already talked about the Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL, but what else did Google announce last week? You know the rules by now. You have to buzz in for each item you can name, and if you can't think of an answer or you give an incorrect answer, you're done for the rest of the question. Rob.
Pixel Buds.
The Pixel Buds.
That's us. We're the Pixel Buds.
You buddy.
Rob.
The Nest Mini.
The Nest Mini.
Which is almost an old product, but with a new name.
Yeah.
Because everything must be Nest now. I don't know.
Stand.
I don't think I can catch Rob anyway. I don't think there were enough products. Nest Wi-Fi.
Nest Wi-Fi.
Mm.
Stan.
Pixelbook Go.
Pixelbook Go. That's it. That's all the hardware that they announced.
Yeah, that's all the hardware they announced. I didn't think there was any more than that.
No. So they also announced gesture controls, which we just spoke about. The Google Assistant has a new appearance and slightly new update. They announced the launch date for Google Stadia, which is November 12th, their online gaming system. And they talked a little bit about Nest's ultrasound detection. So similar to the radar, the new Nest Minis will be emitting a high frequency noise that when you approach and it reflects back, it will be able to wake up faster and know that you're there.
Yeah, there's a lot of emphasis on doing things faster because Google also said that it's moved some of the simpler operations with Google Assistant to the device itself. So now it can handle more things without having to reach out to the cloud, which should make some, you know, like controlling your smart home faster and stuff like that.
And the whole idea is like ambient computing, things are around you, you're using gestures and your voice to just kind of interact with the computers that are all around us.
Yeah. They were I think that's been a big trend this year is this idea that like it's not individual devices anymore. It's like your whole house you live inside of a big gadget now. And Google was definitely on that too. Ambient computing. That's right. They said that a bunch of times.
They're everywhere. It's everywhere.
So, Stan, I know you were worried that you couldn't catch up to Rob, but we're actually tied 5-5 right now between the two of you. So my tiebreaker question, Fortnite Chapter 2 just launched. How many seasons did Fortnite Chapter 1 have?
I'm going to guess 4.
Oh, man, 4 seems like a good guess. I feel like they're quarterly in Overwatch.
I mean, I only know that there are 4 seasons in a year.
All right, well, I'm just going to guess I'm going to guess it's monthly, so 12.
Stan is closer. It's 10.
Mm.
So, Stan, congratulations. You are the winner of the cookie.
We can all have some.
I think you should share it.
Yeah.
Aw. Aw, that's very sweet.
We're going to take a quick break and enjoy this tasty dessert, and then we'll be back. Welcome back. The Disney Plus streaming service is almost upon us. It starts rolling out on November 12th, just over 3 weeks away, and the company is already taking pre-orders from early adopters. But before shelling out that monthly cash, you should know what you're getting for your money, right? Last week, the Disney Plus Twitter account tweeted out a massive list of the content that will be available to stream at launch, and the list is wow.
Yeah, Jason, so selling someone on a streaming service, it's about quantity and quality, right? And, you know, Disney obviously has quality. They have Star Wars and Marvel and Pixar and all that other stuff people want. But you need more stuff to go on there. So there's a lot of filler that's happening. So if you scroll through that Twitter list, you will see some truly kind of crazy and wild stuff that you might not even believe is real. So I'm going to read you the titles of some movies and series that will be streaming on Disney Plus when it launches, and you'll have to tell me if they're real or if I made them up. And if there are any Disney executives who are listening and really like my wacky movie ideas, feel free to give me a job coming up with them.
Jason, do we have a name for this game?
We do. I'm so proud of it. So if you think that this is a real thing, you say to Stan, Disney Plus. If you think he made it up, you say Disney minus.
Corinne, we'll start with you only because you're on my right. Okay. Your movie is called Darby O'Gill and the Little People. So here's the description. An old man takes on the king of the leprechauns and tries to help his daughter find love. Is this a real movie that will be streaming on Disney?
Disney Plus.
What does that mean? Yes, that means true. Yes, means true. That is correct. And okay. It stars Sean Connery.
Yes.
Is he Darby O'Gill or the King of the Leprechauns?
I don't know.
I hope both.
I couldn't bring myself to look up that much information about this movie.
He's like, you're the leprechaun now, dog.
Jason, question number two. Yours is the Vanilla Gorilla. After spending years in a laboratory, a gorilla gains the ability to speak and a penchant for baking. Is there room in the high-stakes world of cupcakes for a hyper-intelligent ape?
Oh, my God. Disney minus. Yes. This is not real.
I made up the Vanilla Gorilla.
It's
actually
watch
what
movie.
Stan's going to be for Halloween.
That's was Stan's nickname in high school.
Yeah. It's actually, that idea is based on there's an MMA fighter nicknamed the Vanilla Gorilla, and I thought that that would be a good movie. So, okay. Rob, yours is The Barefoot Executive. A young network employee discovers that a chimp he knows is a genius when it comes to picking successful TV shows.
I'm going to say Disney Plus. It's true, I think.
It is, and it's Kurt Russell.
Whoa.
There was a part of me that thought that this was made up because it sounds sort of maybe like something that I vaguely remember happening on The Simpsons.
Or like Big or something, you know?
Yep.
All right, Corinne, you have the next question. Yours is Flipped. In this movie, a plucky high school gymnast finally lands the hardest balance beam trick in the book. Upon landing, however, she realizes that she suddenly switched bodies with her arch nemesis, Rebecca.
Oh my God, this is so plausible. Disney Plus.
Nope.
No.
I made that one up.
Wow.
So Disney.
They love those body switches.
They really do. There's so many of them on Disney Plus.
And young gymnasts.
I think one of them is just called The Switch also, which is like the laziest one. Like, I feel like the pitch meeting for that was just like a guy walking in just gesturing towards like, you know, that.
What no, they just threw the magnetic poetry at a fridge and did the thing.
Jason, yours is Kicking It. A pair of wisecracking anthropomorphized sneakers help an aspiring soccer player chase his dream of competing in the Olympics. Unfortunately, the shoe's magic wears off just before the big game. Can he do it on his own?
It was inside of him all along. I'm going to say Disney minus.
I made that one up. Yeah.
Nice.
So if you want to make this talking soccer shoes movie, Disney, come knocking.
Yeah. Stan will sell you the rights.
I will. It will cost you one cookie. All right, Rob, it is your turn.
Thanks.
Your movie is Million Dollar Duck. A scientist finds out that he has a duck that lays actual golden eggs. He sneaks the duck out of the laboratory where general hijinks ensue.
Who is General Hijinks?
I was just about to
say General Hijinks.
What army does he command? Okay, I think it's true. I'm going to say Disney Plus.
Yes, it stars Sandy Duncan as not the scientist, but I didn't recognize any of the other people.
She's the general.
In the movie. Corinne,
mm-hmm.
Your movie is Gus. A failing football team decides to let its donkey mascot play in the games. It turns out the donkey is the world's best field goal kicker.
I was even thinking this is going to be about the donkey being the kicker. I'm going to say Disney Plus.
It is.
Okay.
Starring Don Knotts and Ed Asner.
Stop.
Yeah.
Wait, I need to watch that movie.
Yeah, we're building such an awesome queue right now.
Can we have Techathlon fun night,
movie night
and watch
yeah.
Gus?
And the poster's really good. It's a donkey with like a football helmet on. And Don Knotts
I mean, he's
is
kicking
like,
with his back feet, right?
Don Knotts is screaming at his donkey.
which is like a Tuesday.
Has to be amazing. Yeah.
U.S.
All right, Jason, yours is Sploosh. A friendly fish helps a grizzled fisherman face the hardships from his past. They both learn some valuable lessons and have some laughs along the way.
I think you keep giving me ones you made up. I'm going to say Disney Minus again.
It is. The giveaway there is Sploosh, which is an Archer reference that you shouldn't look up if you don't know it. Rob, yours is called Brink. A rollerblading crew who calls themselves the Soul Skaters clash with a snobby crew called Team X Blades.
I'm gonna guess Disney Plus again. I think it's true.
That is absolutely true.
That's one of the classic Disney Channel original movies.
See, I was like slightly too old for it, I think. So,
oh, Brink is one of my favorite. I'm now that I know. DCOMs, as the kids call them, Disney Channel original movie are on the list. I am. So much more into this game.
we're getting into that part of the game, too.
Oh,
so,
amazing.
Corinne.
Yes.
Yours is called Mr. Randall's Kazoo. A young man always treated his elderly neighbor kindly. When the old man passes away, he leaves the young protagonist a box with a kazoo inside. Upon playing the kazoo, he's transported to the past where he learns all about his neighbor's mysterious life. Time Travel Kazoo.
Time Travel Kazoo. Disney Minus.
I did. I made that one up.
Okay,
but I think
good.
That's a good one.
These are all coin tosses, dude. This is hard.
Okay, Jason, yours is called Invisible Sister. A teenager messes up her science fair project so badly that it makes her older sister turn invisible. She has to help her sister navigate high school and her social life while trying to come up with an antidote.
If you're making this up, I think I've seen it. But if you're making it up, well done. Disney Plus.
That's a true one.
Phew.
That's a real one.
That's a lot like
Phew.
The plot of
four
a
for
Star Trek The Next Generation episode. Remember when Wesley makes his mom disappear?
Yes.
Yes.
Very similar.
Rob, would you like the last one?
That sounds great.
Okay. The last movie, Rob, is called Petey. A family of pizzas owned and operate a pizza restaurant. Petey, however, doesn't want to follow in his family's footsteps. No, he wants to make a name for himself as a rock star. Will his dreams melt like mozzarella cheese under hot stage lights?
So Petey is a pizza.
Yeah.
And he's
and then
part
they
of,
serve pizza to people? This
yeah.
is sick.
Yeah. It truly is.
But this little Petey pizza doesn't want to do that anymore?
No, he does not want to follow
He does not want
family,
to support cannibalism.
In his family's footsteps.
I'm going to guess Disney Minus.
I made this one up, but I was really excited about it,
yeah.
So I wanted to throw it out there for all of you.
Yeah. Could really go for some pizza right now.
The other one I made up was called Guinea Pig Meets World. Okay, Rob and Jason, you are tied. You sniffed out my really great movie ideas. So here's the tiebreaker. The Marvel movies are clearly one of the big draws of Disney Plus,
mm-hmm.
right? But not all of them are going to be streaming on the service at launch. You're just going to have to guess how many of the Marvel movies the service will have at launch.
I'm going to say 7.
I'm going to guess 10.
Wow. Jason got it on the nose.
Whoa.
Woohoo! I am a dork.
Very proud of you, dear.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Stan. Let's move on to our final game of the episode. Last week, Google officially unveiled multiple new products, including its latest generation flagship phone, the Pixel 4. You'll start seeing reviews soon, perhaps even today, but who better to review a phone than a phone? That's right, we're going to let the AI in our smartphones tell us how they feel about the Pixel 4 and its features in this edition of Auto Fill in the Blank. Here's how this will work. Each member of the panel will type in the Google Pixel 4's and then insert a feature, is, into a text. Then they'll complete their review of the Pixel only by hitting the middle option in the suggestions from their phone. They'll read the review out one word at a time as it pops up. At the end, we'll take a vote for our favorite review, You'll be able to read all of them on popsci.com and have the chance to tell us your favorites by following us at Techathlon Show on Twitter and Instagram. So, Stan, why don't we start with you? And we're going to start with the Pixel 4's camera is.
All right. So let me type here into my iPhone, which I'm sure is going to be very mean to the Pixel.
Yes, we all have iPhones. So it's take that into consideration. It's iPhones reviewing the Pixel 4.
Should I type the Google Pixel 4 or just
sure,
the Pixel 4?
The Google Pixel 4's camera is.
The Google Pixel 4's camera is the first day I have a photo of a new camera, and it has been an amazing photo essay, and I have to get my camera lens. I text a lot about cameras, so it knows what I'm talking about.
I was curious to see. That's why I had you start. If we're talking about cameras, it only made sense. So, Rob, you're going to go next. You're going to say the Google Pixel 4's radar chip is...
Okay.
And then pick it up from there.
The Google Pixel 4's radar chip, I'm typing it, is the first to be able on the other hand of my own life. I have to say it was great to have it on the phone with a great time. I guess I'm optimistic.
Wow, yeah, this is yours. Get real, like
Rob's very descriptive.
Yeah. Rob's phone really loves the radar chip.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, with a great time with you guys. Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Corinne, you're going to be next, and you're going to review the Pixel 4's 90 hertz screen.
Okay, the Google Pixel 4's 90 hertz screen was closed, and it took about a week and to place it to me back from the time of my car was closed, and it took a long way for my trip down here. I was a great time.
What? You don't even have a car.
I don't have a car.
Have you been on a trip recently?
No.
Well, you're about to with a Google Pixel 4.
Apparently. That seems to be what's happening.
What if all of this comes true?
So in this round of reviews, we're going to pick a superlative. The Google Pixel 4 is the best at, the worst at, and is just fine at.
The Google Pixel 4 is the best at the best time ever, but it takes me to the camera and it has been an amazing game. So there you go. It takes me to the best camera lens, and it has been an amazing game.
Thank you for the compliment for the segment that I made.
Yes, mine says amazing a lot. Like, I wonder if I must say that word too much.
It's because you're amazing.
Well, no, apparently I think everything is amazing. I'm like a... Like, it's like I was just hatched out of an egg and everything looks amazing to me.
Like, everything is awesome in that Lego movie.
Yeah, wow.
So, Rob, you're going to be up next. The Google Pixel 4 is the worst at.
Okay. I can do that.
You're too optimistic, so we're bringing it down.
All right. The Google Pixel 4 is the worst at all. Ha ha. Was a good night. I hope you're doing okay. Great day. Was a great night. Oh, out of my mind to be happy to see it again and again. Thanks for you're doing good.
Oh, boy.
I'm not really sure it made sense.
No, and it said it's the worst at something and then said it was good.
Yeah, I guess I remain positive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can't be down, Rob.
I tried.
Yeah.
You did say you're going out of your mind in there, which I think was a nice little...
with excitement.
Yeah. Little Easter egg in the middle.
Yeah, and actually, I think that's pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, Corinne, the Google Pixel 4 is just okay at...
Just okay. The Google Pixel 4 is just okay at all the time is that too, ha-ha, was the best game... I wanna was a good game for me a few minutes away, and it is a great way of playing the Google game.
It is a great way of playing the Google game. Thank you, Corinne's phone. All right, squad, let's take a vote. Which review was your favorite? Which of those stands out to you the most?
Of all six?
Of all six.
I'm going to go with all the things that came from Stan's phone, because Stan is a photographer. A lot of stuff that came out was very photographically oriented, and I just feel like it was the truest representation of who Stan is.
I'm just going to run it right on popsci.com.
Yeah.
Right, as it said.
Published.
That's our review, actually. Yeah. I liked Rob's because it said, I'm going out of my mind in the middle for no reason. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best
In, like,
one.
The sea of positive words, there was, like, a gem of truth.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to go with that, too. I co-sign Stan's vote.
Well, congratulations, Rob. You have won the autofill in the blank game.
Thank you so much. I'm going out of my mind.
If you'd like to autofill in the blank and review the Google Pixel 4, take a screenshot and send it to us at Techathlon Show on Twitter or Instagram. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll be back in your feeds next Monday with another episode of Popular Science's Techathlon.
Great week. What are you, Rob's phone?
Techathlon is a Popular Science podcast. We're available on all major podcast platforms, so subscribe wherever you're listening now. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It will help other people to find the show. You can buy our merch, including t-shirts, tote bags, and mugs at popsci.threadless.com. The show is produced by the entire PopSci tech team and me, Jason Letterman. Our theme music is by Billy Cadden. If you have questions, suggestions, or opinions to share, tweet us at Techathlon Show. Thanks for listening.